Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Bertram Lewis, Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church, Romulus, Michigan.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We reflect today on Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. For there is much that we do these days on this journey of life to have power. Almost every day we try in some way to give the impression that we are people in control, and all too often we wear colors and clothing, live in certain areas, or try to drive certain vehicles that speak of our power and status or station in life. People we associate with in our business circles or hang out with on social media or even in the churches we attend or don't attend speak of power, or so we think. As I prepare this message, it would be nice to have power over violence, hatred, bigotry, corruption, and greed in our world. And how joyous life would be if there was power to end racism and hunger and poverty and suffering, just to scratch the surface of the ills people face in this world of ours. I wish there was power to bring an end to strife and abuse, neglect and armed conflict and terrorism, and transform lives to lift up from despair and the valleys of life all people. And yet the stark reality is that no amount of money or time or effort or prestige, no amount of forming alliances to divide and conquer can accomplish that which only the power of God can do. The disciples and all who saw and heard Jesus experienced the power from on high, the power that performs miracles, healing the sick and giving sight to the blind, comforting the weary and giving hope to those who have none. The disciples experienced the secret of Jesus and wanted to know, Lord, teach us how to pray. And in their learning how to pray, Jesus taught them to look beyond themselves to real power. For prayer would take them and us to that strange place of relying on someone else to do what they nor anyone else are able to do. Prayer would connect them to the one who truly has authority and that kind of power that we seek in our lives. Asking Jesus to teach them how to pray, the disciples experienced something awesome and transforming. When they saw our Lord teach and pray, they saw renewing and restoring power and transforming love. And here's a reality check for us in seeking and desiring power in our lives. We lay up treasure in heaven when we consider that all we have and are able to attain belongs to God alone. and that we use that, what God has given us, to glorify Him and His righteousness, and in being what He created us to be, in carrying out His purpose to advance the kingdom. So by His grace, you and I have the power of heaven and God Almighty to bring healing and restoration and renewal to our daily journey and to bless others. In this selfish, self-centered world, where selfies are the rave, before you do anything, start your day's work in your vocation or avocation, plan for the future or let go of the past, our Father, knowing whatever we seek, gives us His power. Our Father in heaven is here with you on this journey of life, and prayer is your tool of communicating with Him at every point. So, Father, we thank you for being our Father and seeing our need and providing for us to fulfill your purpose in life and truly being power people. In the blessed name of your Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Bertram Lewis for today's meditation on God's Word.